Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening. Hi, Molly.
Hey, Jess.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm great. What have you been up to?
It's been a pretty hectic week.
It's been a good week. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. We're glad to be back. What have I done this week? I've started playing a lot of Lego Harry Potter on my Switch.
Oh, so good.
Oh, it's actually so fucking fun.
You know what else is good? Lego Incredibles.
Is that, I haven't played that.
You can have my cartridge if you want to
oh my
play
god,
it.
I'm gonna start crying. Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. You know, I always do this thing where like when I'm playing on my Switch, I like watch a film. Do you like do both? Like do you watch a film at the same time?
Yeah, I have ADHD.
Oh yeah, me too. Say it with me now.
I need every single piece of stimulus possible.
Say it with me now. Neurodivergent.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's actually grim. But I was watching You know, I was watching. Have you seen Never Been Kissed?
No. What is that?
Never Been Kissed. Have you actually not seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh my god. Okay. So Never Been Kissed has aged like milk. Because essentially it's a film from 1999 starring Drew Barrymore, right?
Oh, classic.
And essentially what happens is Drew Barrymore in high school was like a massive loser. Like she was bullied. She was like a complete nerd.
I don't believe that for a second.
What? Drew Barrymore? No, but she like plays a complete nerd. And then it skips forward to her being 25 and working at this like editing company.
Classic. And just completely gloss over her education, how she got there.
Yeah, just she's straight. She's a working woman. Mm-hmm. But then essentially, so she's 25 working at this editing company and she pitches someone, I don't know, somehow it works out that she does this story that involves her having to go undercover and going back to high school.
So what?
Yeah.
Did the police allow that to happen? Did they write her like a thing or like she but undercover
it was,
cop?
It was 1999. They didn't give a fuck.
Was it specifically just for journalism?
It was just for journalism, yeah. So
it was illegal.
Probably. Anyway, so she's like 25 going back into school. But everyone at the school thinks she's like a young student.
Oh yeah, because her skin is just so good. And she just looks so young because she's from Hollywood.
She's from Hollywood.
Like, but like it's just effortless. Like, yeah. She just looks like that because that's how movies work.
That's just how movies work. But essentially she is 25 and she goes back to high school. And there's this teacher there. So there's this like young male teacher there. And like,
oh God.
Yeah, I literally.
No, I can already feel.
But essentially, so the teacher develops a crush on Drew's character and she develops a crush on him.
Okay. So he thinks that she's a student.
Yes.
And
yeah. And then everyone eventually finds out that she's actually not a student. She's actually a teacher.
What?
You're crazy.
What?
But
you mean she's 25 with a mysterious education and she ended up at an editing company where she's going undercover illegally at a high school just for journalism?
Huh?
Just to, what was she even researching?
Well I can't even remember. But the thing that made me laugh so hard is this male teacher had the audacity to be like, ugh, what do you mean you're not a student?
Oh my like, God.
He doesn't say those words, but he like the whole plot of the film is like he gets really mad and he's like, oh, and we're meant to be like on his side being like, yeah, it is annoying that she lied to you about being a student.
You mean you're above age? but I'm a pedophile.
It's literally
what?
It's literally,
Drew Barrymore?
It's literally, oh, like, what do you mean? It's that. It's like, what do you mean you're above age? And then eventually what happens, they get together in the most extra way possible. The whole school's there and like the whole, they do it in the football field. I don't know.
They fuck on the football field?
They don't fuck on the football field, but she waits for him and she does a whole speech. She's like, I've never been kissed. And then he runs down the slams and they make out. But like, what a grim beginning. Like the fact that he was like, I love you. And then when he found out she was like of age, he was like, ah. Yeah, he was like, yuck.
What are you? Pedophilia. Stop.
Anyway, so that was that. I was literally just watching that film and I was just like, and like it was because I was playing my Switch, watching it with my mom, and yeah,
that's crazy. And you know what I think would have made the film better is if instead of doing a speech on the field, like she had like a guitar and she just started singing and she's like, I'm sorry that I'm not underage, but I can still be yours,
but I can still show you a good time.
I've never been smooched. So plant one on
imagine if the film was called Never Been Smooched.
I've never been smooched.
Anyway, but that was that. Yeah, let's get into today's topic, bitch.
Okay, what are we going to talk about?
Okay, ready?
Here's some really authentic transition music. Ready? Improvise.
It's time for the topic of the week. It's time for the topic of the week, bitch.
I was kind of slay.
Can't think we fucking ate that. But today's topic, Jess and I have been talking about this back and forth because this is relevant to both of us.
Oh.
And we're like, we're just going to chat about this on the pods.
Yeah.
Going on holiday with your family.
I like, you don't understand like the feeling that like arises in my chest.
Did you get like a visceral reaction?
Yeah. Like I can feel my throat closing up. I feel like I've accidentally eaten a bunch of peanuts and I'm allergic to them.
Even though you're not.
Even though I'm not.
It's the same reaction.
I'm sorry if that was insensitive to people that are
hey guys, if you have peanuts, we're really sorry.
I'm really sorry. Don't worry, there are no traces of peanuts in this podcast, so you are okay.
But can I just say, off topic, if you do have a peanut allergy, that's so embarrassing. Like imagine literally like eating a little peanut.
Someone's
dying.
Watching this and they're like, that's how my father died.
Well, your father was a little bitch.
Oh no.
No, I'm not even joking. Like having a peanut allergy is so embarrassing. Like anyway.
If you have a nut allergy, does that mean you can't like swallow cum?
I did not think that was where that was going. Yeah, because you're like,
you can't swallow
nuts.
A nut.
Nuts.
Okay, but anyway, going on a holiday with your family is not the most terrifying thing ever, but it's like there are moments when you are on that holiday and you wish you stayed home by yourself, like bloody, what's his name in Home Alone? What's his name?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin.
Is it Kevin though? Is that his
Kevin!
Name?
Kevin! Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Kevin! But you know what's harder? It's more when you're in your 20s and you go on holiday with your parents.
Really? Because I think I've had the opposite experience. I think it was harder to go on holidays with my family when I was a child.
No.
Going on holidays with my family now isn't actually as bad.
Cannot fucking relate. Well, let's talk about what made it hard when you were younger and going on holiday with your family.
When I was younger, I think the number one thing that was the worst was just sharing a room with like either your entire family in one room.
Oh my God.
In like a hotel or like, because we went camping a lot when we were younger and we have like a small-ish camper trailer thing that we would have to set up and like it had like one bedroom. So we would all sleep in the same room. It was like me, my brother, my sister, my mom and my dad.
Can I say something controversial about camping?
What?
We shouldn't be doing it.
Why not? It's fun. I actually like camping.
you're in nature and you're experiencing.
No, it is fun, but nature. I think it should be banned to go camping with your family.
Yeah.
You look, don't mind it?
Look. Again, I think if I went now, it would just be funny.
I think this is highlighting that you have a different relationship with your family.
But like, I feel like we've had similar experiences.
Yeah, no, fair. I feel like camping, the thing with my family is we're all very high maintenance. So we're not chill and we don't go with the flow. So putting all of us.
Yeah, and I'm actually really super chill and I get anxious about anything. And I don't yell at people when I'm leaving the house and I'm stressed.
Yeah, but I feel
I never do that.
Yeah, you're really, really relaxed. but like going camping with my family is just a fucking nightmare. Like other families can be like, yeah, just like get the gear together and off we go. My family's like, okay, oh God, who got the pegs? Who got the tent? The hammer? And then it's always a fight. Everyone's yelling. It's uncomfortable.
I felt that
someone
exactly.
Someone farts.
That's kind of funny though.
In the tent.
Farts are funny. And if you don't think farts are funny, you suck.
This is so farting humor.
If I could fart like on cue, I would fart right into the microphone.
Wait, hang on. I have actually wanted to do this. I won't do it yet because I can't feel a fart brewing. But I can fart on cue if you give me enough time.
That means that you can't fart on cue. That means you have to let it brew, which means no, you cannot.
Jesus Christ. But yeah.
Molly often like sticks her finger out and she's like, pull it.
I love that. I think pull my finger is the
funniest.
And
I do it
joke.
Every time.
Yeah, Jess fucking falls for it. But yeah, so camping and stuff. But yeah, when you have to share a room with your family, that is grim.
Oh, it's grim. But you look, the thing about like the pegs and that whole thing that you were just saying, like that happened to me when I was a child. It's like when we were setting it up, be like, oh, what are you doing? Like, oh my God, I need the hammer. I need the tent pegs. I'm like, yeah. I'm dying right now. I need to get the tent poles and they're all like color coded and I need to put them in the, anyway, that was like stressful as a child and that was not my favorite part. But like sharing a room with my brother is like the worst.
Oh.
Like when he was a kid. Now it would be all right, I think. But like when he was a kid, he was just cracked and he was so unpredictable. And you just would never know if he was going to like sit on you and fart directly into your skull or like, or like punch you in the face or piss on you.
Siblings. No, but can I just say one of the hard things about when you're in your 20s and going on a holiday with your family is like you realize how complicated your family makes things.
Oh yeah.
For example, like if I go on a holiday with my friends, let's say if we live in Australia, so we live on in Sydney, if we go for a holiday up the coast,
yeah,
it'll just be 40 times easier than going with my family. Like with my family, it'll be like, get in the car, and everyone just yells and it's so
screaming
and it's screaming, crying, pissing,
waking up like 5 hours too early for the holiday or
literally
like the plane, and being like, get in the car. We only have 10 hours to get to the place.
That's 2 hours away. Ah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But the thing I will say, though, that I do like about going with your family, though, is like sometimes I feel like with friends, you know how you kind of feel like you kind of still have to be on a little bit, like around friends.
Oh, you have to be your funny self.
No, like I've gotten way better at that. I used to always feel like every second I had to like fill the silence and be like literally a little clown.
Yeah.
in my clown era, but like now I like have gotten better at like not feeling like I have to be on and kind of can just chill. I'm still bad, but it's not as bad. But I like with my family that I can just kind of be like my ratty, angry little
that's
gremlin.
That's so true.
Self.
They know you through and through, so
exactly.
You know that, like,
yeah,
and they know how cracked you are.
And I say, like, we argue and stuff. We do argue and things are annoying, but at least it can, like, I feel like with friends, sometimes, like, not, you're not on your like your best behavior, but you're definitely being nice and stuff and being fun. But with like, let's say if you go with a partner or with like family, I do feel like it's easier to be like, I fucking hate this. I'm fucking lying down. Everyone get fucked.
And then like, 3 seconds later, you're like,
I love you. Yeah,
I love you guys. But then like before that, you're like, fucking, you should all jump. Fuck you.
You know what my favorite thing is though? Like, you know when you get to that point where like everyone's just had enough of each other?
Yeah.
And then you have to do the like silent time. You have to like put your headphones in and just like sit in a lounge chair and be like, actually, no, I'm scrolling like depressed TikToks right now. You can't do, like, deal with everyone right now.
You do like the, when you're on holiday with your family, it's like, that's it, guys, I'm going on a walk. The angry walk of like,
it's just a slow walk down the beach as well.
Yeah, and it's like, so dramatic. And there's like one tear rolling down your eye.
Around me are familiar.
Yeah, but it's and it's everyone's so pissed off. But then like you get home and it's like, I just want
to
say,
such a good trip. I have to leave.
I love you.
I've been having such a good time.
You guys.
Meanwhile, you're like, 4 seconds before that, like on the trip, you were like, I fucking hate everyone. Fuck you. Oh, I can't fucking deal with you, cunt.
I feel like I've actually gotten better at traveling with my family, even though everything I just said, lol. But it has actually gotten better. But the one thing that really shits me, love you, mummy, but when I'm traveling with my mum, I eat 3 meals a day. Whoa, crazy. Breakfast.
Like lunch, you should.
Like I should. And we will literally have breakfast at like 9. And then my mum.
Beautiful.
It'll be like, I want to say 2 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like,
lunchtime.
Yeah, you know, lunchtime. And I'll be like, I'm hungry. And my mum's like, why? Why are you hungry? I'm like,
because I have a digestive system.
Because I have a digestive system.
And I definitely did my morning brown after breakfast.
Meow.
So, girlie needs her energy.
But I'm, especially if you're like walking around, you're hot, you're traveling, whatever the frick. Like,
you need carbs. Carbs are energy.
You need energy. And then like, I'll literally be like, Mum, I'm like hungry. And she'll be like, why? I'll be like,
you know what you should do in that situation?
What?
You just walk away and get food.
I do. I've started doing that.
Just do like a slow nod and like salt, like almost tear up, but don't. And just look at her like really like in a movie.
Yeah.
And you go, I'm just going to go get food by myself. You know what? The last thing I will say.
Yeah.
When we would be like on the way to the place and it'd be like a 4-hour drive or like on the way home and you're clearly hungry, but like your parents want to wait till you get there to have food and you see the fucking Macca's sign in the distance or you see the sign that's like, oh, Macca's in 2 kilometers. And you're like, please, Mom, please, please, please.
My parents, they literally have like, they're like, no McDonald's. It's too unhealthy. It's like, let me eat some food.
I would like a Big Mac. That's all I want.
Especially if you're on, in Australia, especially like when you are driving, like often there's like a lot of difference between each place. Often like one of the only places is Macca's. So it's like, I'm
genuinely.
It literally, or Macca's or like
KFC.
KFC or like Subway. Lol.
Jinx.
But yeah, like it'll literally, jinx, meow. But yeah, it'll literally be like that. Let me like fucking stop the car. And it's like, Harold, what's that from? You're making me do something I really, that's from Shrek 2. Stop the car. Do you know what? Anyway. When I'm in the car with my family and we're on a road trip and my parents won't let us stop at Macca's, I contemplate opening the door and rolling out onto the highway. Because I just want fucking McDonald's. That's all I want. That's all I fucking want. I'm fucking starving. I'll eat some fucking apple slices, cunt. I'll eat anything. I'll do something healthy if that's the fucking concern.
Just let me have a single fucking fry. Yeah. Please.
Please. Please. Please, Mama. And I'm like literally 25 and I'm still like, please, can we stop at McDonald's? And my mom's like, no. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, not damn being, it. Not being in control of the car or the route that you're taking to the place and just like being like, please, 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 can we get maggots? And then like the worst thing is like when you were younger and like they just wouldn't say anything. Like you'd be like, please, please. And your parents would just like give you the silent treatment. They walk past and you're like, you really are the most devious bastard in New York City.
You really are the most devious bastard in New York City. That was good. That was a good impression.
Shout out Matt Berry.
Oh, he's so funny. What's that show? Is it What We Do in the Shadows?
Yes.
I've never seen that.
Oh, so good. Have you seen the movie?
No.
Oh,
I know. That's homework. Homework so time. Good. Time for me to study. Anyway, I think Jess and I are losing it.
I'm really glad we talked about that because I needed to get that off my chest.
But honestly, to sum up, traveling with your parents, especially as an adult, is fucking grim. And you need to just have snacks and not
let yourself have that silent time. Let yourself say the words out loud. I'm going for a walk, and then go for that walk.
I think it's easier though to do that with your family than it is to do it with friends though.
Friends is hard. You could just be like, hey, I need a nap.
Yeah.
With your friends, I think. That's the solution. I'm just like, I just need a nap. I just need a little break. I'm just feeling a little overwhelmed.
But I do, one of my things that I want to start working on is being my gremlin self around friends. Like, I want to start being...
You're your gremlin self around me.
No, but I'm not, like, fucking angry. You know what I mean? Like, around family, I'll be... Not angry, but
why not? I'm angry around you all the time.
Because I don't want to be... I like being nice. Around friends, I like being, like...
I'm never nice to you, so I don't know why.
yeah, you're a fucking bitch. Again, cannot express this
we
enough.
We have so
we
much
have beef.
Beef.
Me when I go and eat a cow.
All right. All right, it's time for our rapid fire section of this episode. We're going to have some cursed voice notes, and these voice notes are to do with some very cursed dating stories.
I'm so excited because Jess has heard this just to make sure they're not like cracked, but I haven't heard these, so I'm very, very excited.
All right.
Because, like, sorry, but dating horror stories are hilarious. So
they're hilarious because I don't have them. I've never had a dating horror story in my entire life. I'm perfect, and nothing bad has ever happened to me.
Must be nice. I fucking have. Anyway, that's for another episode. Might do a whole fucking episode of that because Jesus fuck.
I'm joking. So we asked you guys to dial in and give us some voice notes and we should give a listen.
So
let's go.
I matched with this guy on Tinder. That was the first mistake. And
of course.
We went on a date and it was so like I met him and he was really tall, but I was just like, you look really
green
weird,
flag.
But I don't know why. Like there's something itching in my brain. And, you know, we went to this festival. We went to Vivid.
Wait, stop.
Sorry, not fucking Vivid.
Can I just say that Vivid is actually like the worst thing that Sydney ever does. It is actually, Molly's dying.
Sorry.
She's
but
dying.
Vivid is like so random. Like every year, everyone goes to just like see some lamps.
Literally.
It's just like, it is good. But like also like, don't you
it's not
Vivid,
good.
It, like, Vivid always comes up so fast as well, which makes me laugh. Like it always comes up so fast every year. Anyway, that's, sorry, keep going. Not sorry,
cursed.
I dated Vivid. That's fucking hilarious.
My God.
We went to Vivid. It was the most boring fucking experience of my entire life.
Yeah.
He was so uninteresting. Mm-hmm. And like the only thing that he had going for him was that he was tall and I still couldn't
Valid.
Get past something in my head. And then so after probably 2 hours of walking around aimlessly, we went to McDonald's.
Sorry, but like I can't think of anything worse than walking around Vivid for 2 hours on a date that's boring.
Oh my God.
I would literally jump into the Sydney Harbour.
Like I went to Vivid literally this year with my partner and it was fun because I was with my partner, but like I can't imagine going on a first date.
2 hours of walking around aimlessly. We went to McDonald's, which was like fucking like messiah of this date, because then I had got to have a Big Mac and then he was just like, do you want to come back to mine? Me being a fuckwit, because I was just like, maybe it'll get better. Didn't. I was like, yeah, sure. We go to his do the deed. It was like, and it was so uninspired. It was so unenthusiastic.
At Vivid, hey. Do you want to come back to mine?
These lamps are really turning me on.
That light show with the flowers.
Did you see the drone show?
Oh,
did you see
fuck.
Did you see the drone show at Piermont Bay?
Our international listeners are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Guys, come to Sydney and come see Vivid. It's camp.
We go to his do the deed. It was like, and it was so uninspired. It was so unenthusiastic. And then, you know, I said goodbye. And then like I left his apartment building and said goodbye to his roommate because that was really funny.
Oh.
And then I was just like, oh, he looks like my cousin. That's
what?
Why what? I couldn't. That's
sorry.
Why
is he about to say that he fucked his cousin?
No. He just looked like his cousin.
Oh,
that
my
was
God.
The,
I was
that
about
was the
to
thing.
Say.
Like he was saying at the beginning, he was like, there was something off about him.
Oh.
And then when he left.
I thought he was literally about to be like, oh yeah, teehee, incest. Anyway, lol.
That's why I was so disgusted by, like, not even disgusted, just, like, so put off by him. And then, like, yeah, anyway. So that was my shit dating story. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Right. So
I like that he, like, admitted, like, didn't like him, and he still did it. I was like, yeah.
Slay. After cheeky Big Mac. No, that's so funny that he reminded you of your literal cousin. I mean, look, that would be quite a turnoff, I could imagine.
I'm glad that the realization came after you came. Because, like, if you were, like, about to, and then you were like, oh, my God, my cousin. I would be like,
oh, you look like my fucking cousin. Oh, I just squirted. Yeah, I'd
be like,
oh,
yeah,
no. That would be concerning. But
that
like,
would be so concerning.
Yeah, at least it was like an ick and you couldn't put your finger on why it was an ick and the ick
yes,
was the fact.
I'm so glad that you realized afterwards, after you left. Like, if you had realized during, that would have been traumatizing.
Yeah, or if you like, yeah, you realize it was your cousin, you're like, that's fucking
imagine
guy.
Imagine if it was your cousin. We don't condone this behavior.
Sorry,
anyway.
Guys. Sorry. Yeah, not terrifying. To be controversial, but we are a non-incest podcast.
Yeah, not to be controversial, but we do not support that. and we do not support the stepsis shit
Incy.
Either. That's not...
Step what?
Like the stepbro stepsis shit.
Oh, on like porn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not good.
I although in saying that
you're not my
I
real brother.
Do I do want to be in a porn. Hear me out. I want to
like
be
tasteful porn.
I want to
like
be
artsy porn?
No. I want to be You know at the start of porn how there's someone who is every like porn starts with like someone will come in and be like, is this house 445? And then the person will be like, no, sorry. And then they
you
leave.
You want to be the background actor?
I just want to be a background actor and then leave. And then not even witness it and then just go, I think that would... Imagine if I...
You're like the sibling at the beginning of it where you're like, bye, Brandon, leaving.
I'm leaving to go to work. Yeah, that's
and then
what
like,
I want to do.
She's gone. Now I can fuck my other stepsister.
Now I can fuck my mom. Like, but like, yeah, like, no, I want to be... Hilarious. I want to be the act, like the, not my salad. Have you seen that? Not my. I want to be the person.
Oh,
I don't want to be naked or anything. I don't want to be a porn star.
You're
but
just
I,
the background actor.
Yes.
That's fucking hilarious.
Because imagine my law. Because that, honestly, I do. I would like to talk to my acting agent about how to get amongst this. Because I do think it.
Apparently,
was,
they pay fairly well.
I could imagine, but I just want to be in the porn. But I don't want to do the stuff. But I want to be in the background.
I think that's fucking incredible.
I think that would be so funny.
So funny.
Because I am.
You know. You know who I reckon would do that?
Who?
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Because he does fucking everything random. He's screaming on Twitch. I reckon he would do that.
But also, like, could you imagine, like, if, like, someone was watching porn and they were like, the fuck is that?
Mole Dog from TikTok?
Yes, exactly. And I know.
And you're like, bye, honey.
And you know what? No.
Have fun with your sister.
And no one will admit to me that they'd actually seen me.
Oh, yeah. Think, because if they do, then you go, ha!
Yeah, you watch. Which is, there's nothing wrong with
there's nothing wrong with
porn.
Watching porn.
Like, but, like. It's like just would be really funny because
imagine
think
being recognized from the porn.
I think
like that's the funniest part.
Anyway, that's so funny.
All the comments are like, is that
what the fuck
is
Mole Dog?
TikTok
yeah,
on
like
Mole Dog
imagine if like you're watching like
who did
porn.
The Grand Designs theme tune that one time?
Oh,
like, so we're gonna get cancelled.
Imagine if you were watching porn, and you just saw like George Clooney.
That'd be so funny.
But not even doing porn. Just
and they play like the Nespresso theme as he leaves the room.
That would be so camp.
That's actually hilarious. Can someone animate that? That's fucking hilarious.
That would be so good. Okay, but thank you so much to that listener for sending in their voice note. That was literally hilarious. Lol, not vivid. but yeah, if you want to send in any horror stories, doesn't have to be dating horror stories, you can go to @kindasillypodcast on Instagram and send in your voice notes, please, because we want to do more of this because we think it's really funny.
Yeah, just send us a cheeky DM.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be a horror story. It just could be any like crazy story.
Any kooky thing that's ever happened to you.
Yeah, and we might select ya. We might read it out on the podcast, aye?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly. That's Kinda Silly.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.